todolisthome.com. Welcome, I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is April 1, 2012. This is episode 70 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Improve home security with motion sensor lights. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Someone Like You by Adele, recorded on 21 from 2011. Watch and listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. First, a special announcement. The Flaming Lips are playing in town this evening. Get tickets now by visiting todolisthome.com. Don't miss out. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter. Be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list, and we want you to share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It should always be important why we do things, and keeping track is very important sometimes, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is improve home security with motion sensor lights. First, a disclaimer, neither the site or its owner are in any way providing anything other than personal stories of what was required to plan and accomplish tasks for a personal to-do list. No responsibility is to be attached to the owner or site for what you actually do with the information provided. Why are motion sensor lights an important part of security? Well, with all the things that have been going on this spring, it feels like an early spring, but it's just a regular spring. But it seems things are a couple weeks earlier than usual. Been busy around here trying to keep track of managing the bees and doing all the plantings, the transplants from the plants I've already sowed, doing more sowings, building swales, fighting water erosion around the yard with new types of swales and contours, keeping track of the home chores, and security is never far from mind. For me, one of the things I learned in the Army long ago and far away, when I was a physical security non-commissioned officer for a very valuable piece of property and its contents, one of the first things I learned on that job was that all locks have to be checked by hand, not eyeballs. And next was that well-lit areas deter intruders because their life expectancy shortens greatly under bright light. Life expectancy shortens greatly under bright light. Security lights are one of the most practical and effective ways to prevent crime in and around your home or office. And in fact, statistics show that a well-lighted property cannot prevent malicious activity or guarantee personal safety, but crimes are less likely to occur because lighting is an excellent deterrent. A security lighting system is a deterrent because criminals prefer to commit crimes when they feel they won't get caught. Being under the light increases their chance. Criminals like to look for areas with little or no lighting. These days, it's no joke here in Northern Virginia, whether it be the economy or the degradation of humanity. I don't know. I don't believe in the degradation of humanity, but I just believe that times are tough, people are taking action, and trying to gain property that isn't theirs by taking that of others. As a homeowner, I benefit from lighting security systems that can detect and recognize movement in an otherwise overlooked and dark surrounding area such as my backyard. We border the woods and have a lot of wildlife on the grounds, and we don't mind the wildlife at all, but it's nice to know what's moving out there sometimes. The way that our yard slopes down to the northwest, having a floodlight security system at the back of the home and in various places of the yard allows us to view what's going on when things are moving out there. Sometimes we see fox, sometimes we see deer, and sometimes they just come on because of the wind blowing around the trees a little bit. The downward directed and shielded security lighting provides a great vision for us in the home here. In regards to the security positioning of the security lights, it's crucial because if we're in our home, we can see a criminal and possibly provide authorities with descriptions, information, and other valuable clues. Additionally, we spend a lot of time in the yard at night, and the lights provide a great way for us to be able to work, especially now. I'm really kicking up with the spring gardening, and being able to work until maybe like last night, 10 o'clock at night, the lights come in very handy. I like to do my own home improvements, and am able to quickly and easily install some of the battery-operated Dorsey motion sensor lights that I put in a couple of other episodes, episode 51 and episode 24, which I link to in the show notes at todolisthome.com. Most outdoor lights provide motion detection and will turn on automatically when something or someone moves within the vicinity of the exterior of our home. This means if an intruder is nearby, their movement will likely prompt a security light to turn on, and those of my neighbors as well. This leaves intruders vulnerable. And if you know my neighbors, then being vulnerable around my neighbors is not a good thing. Security lights also provide an added sense of safety. Sometimes we come home late, and security lights allow for a certain level of confidence. Outdoor motion-activated security lights also save us money. The lights only come on when there is movement instead of leaving our porch light on all night. It's important to know that floodlights should be installed near each entry door, garage door, and other easy access points around the home. Overall, security lights are very cost-effective and a great addition to our home security system. They flood the exterior of the home with light at the slightest detection of movement and sends a clear message to would-be thieves that our house is protected. When installing any floodlight system, it's important to position the lights out of arm's reach so that they cannot be disabled or destroyed by intruders. The best position is a downward position, so they must be mounted as high as possible on your house for safe and reliable operation. Now, as I mentioned, I have a couple of these security lights that are hardwired into the house. I have one on a side entrance and one on a back lower entrance. And then around the other areas of the home, in episodes 51 and 24, I did reviews of the Dorsey battery-operated motion sensor lights. Now, these are LED battery-operated lights. They work very effectively for providing light on dark walkways that we have around the home here. But there's nothing like a hardwired, bright floodlight system. Although the Dorsey lights work well, the ones in the back were not bright enough to shine to the shed. Sometimes I walk out to the shed at night, and I need to get out there and rather have a flashlight in my hand. Having a floodlight to shine on a door and allow me to unlock it properly and get in and actually see what I'm doing in there, it's that bright. It's a very handy tool to have. Additionally, these days I've had myself working late. It's spring, it's warm, lots of plants have to go in the ground, lots of work being done. I can only do it at nighttime. Building these swells is no joke. Getting everything else done, sowing a lot of winter rye, a bit of alfalfa, and a whole lot of white Dutch clover all through the swells to help, you know, provide some sort of cover crop to hold them together and gather up all the rain that they're designed to hold and keep on my property rather than just wasting away. So it's nice to be able to work out in the dark. I've had a motion sensor light that was hardwired to the house since before we moved in here, into this house 3 years ago. It came with the house, but there was one that wasn't working. It just never worked right, and so I basically took the light bulbs out and just never used it. But I thought, why let that connection go to waste? I have the Dorsey lights, and I can put them elsewhere, either around where the bees are and other places in the yard to help light up the yard at night and some walkways, especially our walkway to the compost pile. But the Heath Zenith light, which is featured in today's show notes, it's a motion sensor halogen light system, is a wonderful replacement for what was there. The light that was in place, it was pretty old. It almost looked rusted. And it was nice to find something for less than $18 online with bulbs, another $12. So for $30, I was able to order online and get free shipping through Amazon for a new halogen motion sensor hardwired light system. The installation was quite simple. Just required a Phillips screwdriver and a flathead screwdriver. A flathead screwdriver is required to connect the ground wires. It took my son and I about 15 minutes. He's very handy, handed me the tools and the parts, and as I stood on a ladder to take one off and replace the other. And it's important first, before we did this, that the junction box is opened and the circuit breaker for that particular light is turned off. The night before we did this switch, we practiced trying to find which circuit breaker it was. We marked it, and then on the next day when we were ready to work outside and change the light, we made sure the circuit breaker was off before we disconnected anything. The results so far, I put a couple of pictures on the website at todolisthome.com. Really great. It's really bright. It's at least, boy, it feels like 3 to 4 times brighter than the Dorsey lights, which aren't bad at all. But this provides such good range. It's up to 70 feet of detection, and it's at a downward slope, so that almost increases to about 100 feet for us. It lights up a whole 1/3 area of the backyard, and last night I was able to work out in the lights and put some of the swales together, mixing dirt, moving wood, cutting, sawing, doing a lot of work in the dark. But with this new light system, it was very easy to work outside. It comes with a selectable light timer of 1, 5, or 20 minutes, and uses 2 90-watt PAR38 flood bulbs. Again, those bulbs were $12. The light system itself was $18, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Additionally, from a vantage point from inside the home, when the light comes on, we basically have the whole backyard bathed in light, and it's a real good comforting feeling. That's it for today. Now go and do something goofy, but only today.